This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Pakistan hosted high-level talks with the United States on Monday to review steps Islamabad had taken to choke funding sources to terrorist groups. The two sides, officials say, also discuss ways to increase bilateral trade. U.S. Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary Alice Wells led her delegation in meetings with senior Pakistani officials at the Ministries of Interior and Commerce to formally begin her four-day visit amid warming relations. In the meantime, the Pakistani Foreign Ministry has announced that the Prime Minister Imran Khan will hold bilateral meetings with U.S. President Donald Trump on the sidelines of the three-day World Economic Forum. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump begins in full tomorrow in the U.S. Senate. Only the third time in U.S. history a president faces removal from office for allegedly violating his oath. One of the first pieces of business for the Senate is a vote on Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed timeline for the trial. Jackie Quinn explains.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for a speedy four-day calendar for opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial. When the Senate convenes tomorrow, it will vote on a four-page resolution outlining rules for the historic impeachment trial. It calls for 4 days of opening arguments, 2 days per side, and then senators get up to 16 hours for questions to the prosecution and defense. Then 4 hours are allotted for debate, and only then would there be a vote on whether or not to call witnesses. Democrats object. They say key witnesses hold the key to the impeachment case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democratic lawmakers had earlier said it was clear that the evidence overwhelmingly establishes that President Trump is guilty on both charges. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say 6 Iraqis, including 2 police officers, were killed and scores were wounded in Baghdad and other cities on Monday in clashes with security forces. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas and live rounds during clashes with anti-government protesters to disperse the crowds. The clashes prompted authorities to close key streets and thoroughfares leading to the Iraqi capital center. Thousands of gun rights activists, including armed militia members, rallied peacefully Monday in the capital of the southeastern U.S. state of Virginia in opposition to proposed gun control regulations. Despite fears the rally would turn violent, the protest ended without reports of incidents or arrests. Terry Kissimore says she came to the rally in Richmond to show her support for gun rights.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe that we have the right to arm ourselves, not only to protect ourselves, but to guard our country against any kind of tyranny.
Gun control supporters are also at the rally. Michael McCabe, a Virginia organizer for March for Our Lives, says gun control is a very personal issue for young people.
We're really here to be present in the legislature, to make our voices heard, to underscore our majority, and also to underscore the moral urgency that we have as our generation unduly affected by gun violence.
Reporters at the rally say the mood was mostly festive. Many in the crowd wore clothing with slogans supporting President Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will start doing more to support Venezuela's opposition leader and self-proclaimed President Juan Guaido. Secretary Pompeo and Mr. Guaido met with reporters on the sidelines of a regional counterterrorism meeting in Bogota, Colombia on Monday. Guaido, the head of the National Assembly, declared himself Venezuelan president 1 year ago after ruling that President Nicolas Maduro's reelection was illegitimate. The Trump administration and about 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's true president. Secretary Pompeo earlier today in Colombia.
We all know, too, that the Iranian regime's top terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, has found a home in Venezuela under Maduro, and that this is unacceptable.
Guaido's initial momentum and popular uprising against Maduro has appeared to wane over the past year, but Guaido told reporters the fight for democracy finds alternatives, different pathways, and reinforced mechanisms. He said getting rid of Maduro is a long-term strategy. And Britain's Prince Harry broke his silence over the decision he and his wife Meghan have made to step back as senior members of the royal family. It was a decision he said brought him to great sadness. He paid tribute to his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, referring to her as his commander-in-chief. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. 9B.